just one halacha in Ilchot Shabbat. It's clear that on Shabbat, if there is something that is on the fire or that's on the blech, like we discussed in the cases where it's permissible to be there, on Shabbat it would be forbidden to stir the pot. For example, you want to open it up, even though it's fully cooked, and you want to take a ladle and you want to start stirring it. And halacha, that's called megis. Megis is to stir it, and therefore that's a normal way of cooking. You stir the food, and that's a problem because it looks like you're cooking on Shabbat. And therefore, if a person, let's say, has a crock pot, he has his hamin in there, his trillin, he wants to open it up on Shabbat morning after it's fully cooked already, he wants to take a ladle and start to turn it around, and stir it and mix it, this would be asur. However, according to the halacha, Maran writes clearly that if it's fully cooked, it's permissible to serve from it, which means, let's say it's on the fire, in a case where it's permissible. Let's say you put soup on the fire from before Shabbat. And now, for whatever reason it is, you want to serve from the pot of soup that's on the fire. You're not mixing, you're serving. You're taking a ladle, you're putting it into bowls, and you're serving from on the fire because you want to keep it there. You can have some more soup tomorrow, and you don't want to take it off because once you take it off, you can't put it back on. So therefore, the halakha says, since it's not mixing, since you're serving, you can serve. You should be careful not to, you know, to go to the bottom and start turning it over when you're doing that. But so long as it's regular serving, it's permissible. For example, let's say you're looking for a certain item on the bottom, and now you're fishing, and you're going in there, and you're turning, and you're looking for the item, so that would be asur. But just to serve from a pot that's on the fire, or on the blech, you're allowed to do it. You do not have to take it off.